time to bring in FLOTESS. Yes, FLOTESS, our first lady of the Eugene sports scene. You can find her work for KEZI Sports on the Tube, channel 709 in high def on my Comcast. Follow on Twitter using the handle at Kristen E. Rogers, same spelling as the Green Bay quarterback, even though she's a 49er fan. We welcome in Kristen Rogers. KR, how are you?
I'm great. Every time you introduce me as FLOTESS, my day just gets better and better.
You know, I just realized between your last name and your Twitter, it's a very complicated introduction you've presented me with here. But
I'm sorry. You've got it down to a science, though. I love it.
Actually, with that thought in mind, as a Niners fan, we've heard some interesting talk this week from the GM, the new coach. Colin Kaepernick is our guy. Then he's requesting a trade. My producer wants him gone. So in Chip's system, perhaps having learned from his mistakes in Philly, if you had to make the call, would you say look elsewhere or see what Cap can do playing for Chip?
Oh, man, no. I mean, I personally, I would say look elsewhere. I just think that there, if you look internally on the team and the players still there, there have been a lot of issues. And I think the good thing about having Chip with the Niners is that you're kind of having a clean slate, kind of starting over. But then again, I never know what to expect with Chip Kelly. So could keep him. He could go. I think I heard this morning that the Browns were looking at him again, and I was just like, oh, man. There's just so much talk going around right now. But to answer your question, I would say a look elsewhere. I think a clean slate is really the way to go in this case.
All right. I've played this game with all of our guests this week, so I'll make a statement. You give your reaction. If you're not getting paid and sitting around watching hours and hours of the NFL Combine, you need to go to a meeting where they use only your first name, form a semicircle of chairs, then hand out coffee and donuts. You may have a problem. Your thoughts?
I would agree with you there. I have to say I'm a little confused. I'm handing out coffee and donuts here. I think that broke up a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. In essence, I was saying if you're not getting paid and sitting around watching the combine, you may have a problem. You need to go to one of those meetings. Okay, you got.
Yeah, no, there's something. Yeah, no, that time I got it. There is something wrong with you. I think the combine itself is just such an interesting event, and it's, you know, in essence, it's just like the weirdest job interview process in the world. I think, yeah, if you're sitting around watching all day, it's like you're addicted. You need to go to a meeting. There's definitely something wrong with you there.
All right. On the KEZI site this past weekend, you posted that really nice piece on Jillian Aline and her mom as senior day approached. The career she's had at Oregon, which can still hopefully culminate in the big dance. What are some of the attributes Jillian says she got from her mom that helped her form not only the player she's become, but more importantly, a person everybody just seems to love?
Yeah, I think probably my favorite soundbite from that entire piece that I did was Kelly Graves saying that Jillian Aline is hands down the nicest human being he has ever met.
Wow.
And I think that's a pretty true statement about Jill. She everything she pretty much says she got from her mother. She's, you know, passionate about what she does on and off the court. She wants to be remembered as a better person, a good basketball player, but a better person. You know, she has been called kind of the, you know, one of the mothers and the leaders of the Oregon women's basketball team. And it was really kind of cool to see on senior day her and Maite talking back and forth. Maite obviously being a freshman, Jill talking about how Maite has become one of her best friends on this team. And, you know, Maite Cadorla coming in from Spain, you know, not really knowing the language all that well, you know, not really knowing anyone over here. And it was a really special moment to see, you know, this true freshman really looking up to a senior and to one of the icons of Oregon women's basketball, and Jillian Aline, and just seeing the relationship that Jill's able to build with anyone.
Now,
and I think that it's going to be awesome to see if Oregon women's basketball can go to the tournament because that has been their goal all season.
Now, one of the things that struck me was she actually contemplated whether it was even logical to pursue basketball. About growing up in Southern California, if you could kind of rerun, what were some of the obstacles that not only she and her mom faced before, you know, her life gained this stability?
Yeah, so she didn't have a very stable upbringing. They had a lot of, you know, financial issues of her mom was having to work multiple jobs just to, you know, get Jill to school. There were days when they wouldn't have a car and Jill didn't know how she was going to get to school. Or there were days when they didn't have a roof over their head and they didn't know where they were going to stay. But Jill said that no matter what happened and no matter their circumstances, her mom always made sure that she had a brand new pair of shoes to wear for basketball practice, that she really kind of gave everything up so that Jill could play basketball. And there were times when Jill thought to herself, you know, maybe I shouldn't play. Maybe I should focus and get a job and, you know, focus on school and, you know, try to do whatever I can to help out my family and help out my sister. But, you know, Pam, Jill's mom, basically said, no, you need to focus on your dream. And Jill says everything she does is basically so that she can at one point give back to her mom and kind of provide that comfort that she didn't have growing up. So, you know, Jill's currently predicted to go in the first round of the WNBA draft. And, you know, talking with her about that, I wasn't able to include that in my piece, but talking with her about that, you know, she pretty much was saying that everything that she does in going to that next level will be for her mom and will be so that she can continue to support her family. And it's just, it was amazing to see the relationship between the two of them, and I cannot thank them enough for sharing your story with me.
Yeah, for folks who didn't see, it's about 5 minutes, totally worth your time. Put a smile on your face. Go to the KEZI site. I want to get to your On the Bench segments you've been doing. Tyler Dorsey, you talked to after the OSU game where he played terrific. I spoke with Coach McKenna about him before that game, and it seemed like he may have been, as much of a cliche as it is, hit the proverbial freshman wall, but he bounced back, big game there, good game the other night. How did Tyler kind of evaluate when he was talking to you how his first year has gone?
Yeah, he said his first year has just been great, and he just says that the cherry on top would be, you know, going to the tournament, winning the conference, you know, doing completing every goal that Oregon set out to do this year. And he did have a few cliches when he was speaking just because he was a freshman and he hasn't really opened up yet. But I asked him about his night and 25 points against the Beavers. And he put it all on his pretty much thing that they gave him all the looks he needed to. They helped set everything up. So I think that's good for a freshman to, you know that you need to recognize your team at points. But you can tell that he's excited, and he definitely came in at a fun time for the basketball program.
Now, as we continue with our flow tests, Kristen Rogers of KEZI Sports. So you asked him who he thought would win a three-point shooting contest. So without giving it away, I'm going to give our listeners a couple of seconds to think who they would take in the three-point shooting contest. By the way, he's a very soft-spoken guy. And so while our listeners ponder that, it was part of your rapid-fire 60 seconds, as many questions as he could answer as possible. Who did he say would win that contest?
Obviously himself. he was very confident in that and said obviously he would win that competition. But he is soft-spoken, but he was a great interview. And when I started asking him some of those rapid-fire questions, like what would his last meal ever be if he was on death row, obviously he threw up some steak and some barbecue ribs, which he says he doesn't care what kind of barbecue ribs, any barbecue ribs. You know, I have to agree with him there. It's a pretty good last meal.
Yeah, I guess so. By the way, I halted it when I heard you ask him, and I was like, well, I would pick him, and I bet you he picks himself. So he did. All right, let's get to baseball. The opener at PK Park last night, crazy fast start, late rally. Much has been made about the big three Oregon starting pitchers. Last night, Isaiah Carranza got the gig. By the way, he's a big dude, 6'5", drafted by the Rangers. Not a masterpiece, but for his college debut, what did he have to say about his performance?
Oh, I mean, it's exactly that. It was his debut, and he just wanted to get comfortable. And I think, you know, he can only get better from there. So many nerves coming in you know, first game and kind of just needed to get that game out of the way, you know, get that, you know, first game under his belt and can move on from there. So I think he definitely was able to get more comfortable. But you mentioned the fast start of the game, and one of my favorite quotes from last night was George Horton relating it pretty much to a basketball or a football game, saying it's kind of like in a football game, getting an early touchdown and, you know, getting on the board first, looking good, and then all of a sudden your opponent starts to kind of creep back in. So gotta love George Horton quotes. But I think this win just kind of validates the play that Oregon has had recently. Obviously, opening up on the road is tough, and you kind of have to take that with a grain of salt, because now this team is really starting to kind of pick up the speed that they need to and kind of pick up steam, and they look like a good baseball program.
Final thought for Kristen Rogers. I know you go mobile with so much happening over the weekend. And, of course, now we're into the point where sports seasons are overlapping. So where are you going to be? What are you going to be doing? What's on tap for you this weekend, and will you sleep at all?
That's a great question. I will literally be everywhere. We have high school tonight. It is our final round ball wrap high school basketball show of the season, because they start getting into playoffs next week, and some of them already are in playoffs. So I'll be at high schools around the area tonight. Saturday we'll be over at PK Park. So excited. Gotta love baseball in February. And then Sunday, so many basketball games, baseball still going on in Eugene. And the Oscars for KZI. We do a fun Sunday Sports Extra Oscars show, get all dressed up, give out our nominees for Best Picture, Best Actor, and by that we mean Best Male Athlete, Best
Nice.
Foreign Film, by that we mean Best Foreign Athlete. So it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. I would tell you guys all tune in. We have a lot of fun with it.
All right. Follow her on Twitter at Kristen E. Rogers. Always fun, and maybe I'll run into you at the ball game Saturday.
Sounds great. See you then, Steve.
All right. Take it easy, Kristen.